is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I have a question for you. Are we too obsessed with living in Dublin or the idea of living in Dublin? Are people putting themselves under too much financial pressure and stress by wanting to live in Dublin and believing that it's the be-all and end-all of life? And if you don't have a property in Dublin, well, you've kind of just failed in life. A listener contacted us via Facebook yesterday about this, and it really caused a debate in our office, all to do with the obsession and the fascination with needing and wanting property in Dublin. His name is Connor, and I want to read out Connor's message that he posted on Facebook page, on our Facebook page, and I want to get your opinions on it. Here's what Connor says. I'm just back from dinner with my two friends, and we were talking about something that I think you should bring up on your show. By the way, if you want anything brought up on the show, the best way to contact us is on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Anyway, he goes on to talk about the dinner with his two friends. They're both in their early 30s and recently married. They're renting in Shankill at the moment and have saved up a deposit to buy their own place. The only thing is, they only want a property in Dublin, nowhere outside the postcodes of this city or County Dublin will do. They are obsessed with the notion of living in Dublin. Both of them grew up in Sandyford and their parents still live there. They want to live as close to that area as possible. They said they don't want to live in Meath or the back arse of Wicklow or Louth. I was trying to hammer home to them how scarce properties are in the areas they want. Even if they do get a place, they are going to clear their savings out and put themselves under financial pressure. However, they are dead set on living in the city. There was no change in their minds. They feel that they should be able to live in the area that they grew up in and refuse to consider to move anywhere else. My question is, why do people think it's a failure to live outside Dublin? I get that commuting is not ideal, but living in Meath and Kildare is not the end of the world. Have you seen some of the villages in Meath? No, I'm only joking. Meath is a lovely county, as is Kildare. I think people from Dublin need to get over themselves and accept that living in the city is just not realistic for most people. Am I being too harsh on my mates? And we got that email and we read it amongst ourselves. And we thought, wow, that's an interesting conversation, because there does seem to be this fascination with wanting to live in Dublin, and that people won't accept buying property in Meath or Westmeath or Kildare or Wicklow. Why are we so fascinated with wanting to live in Dublin? And are people being unrealistic, expecting that they're going to be able to buy a property that is near where they grew up, or near their ma, or near their mother-in-law, or near the schools that they happen to like? Unless you are a millionaire or very, very lucky, you won't end up living in the exact location that you want to live in. You won't. Supposing you grew up in Ranelagh, that's where you grew up, and you want to continue to live there, you want to be around the area you grew up in, it's probably not feasible anymore because of property prices. So are this couple, are they kind of up their own arse? Or have they a right to want to live in Dublin and expect to be able to live in Dublin? I'd like to hear from you. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. If you moved to one of these satellite towns or one of the satellite villages around Dublin, is life really that bad living in Meath or Westmeath or Kildare? Because according to this couple, well, they'd rather not live there. I'd like to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Let's go to Dundalk, speaking of satellite towns. And Jarlath, you're on the line. How are you?
Jarlath, crack.
Do you think it's selfish for people to want to live in Dublin?
I think it is a wee bit selfish, especially, you know, coming from my own opinion. I'm from Dundalk, and the rent inflation prices have gone crazy over the last few years. And I've had to move out of Dundalk on a number of occasions to go and be able to sustain myself in areas where rent prices are a little bit cheaper. And that's something that I think that Dublin, the people from Dublin should be first and foremost looking at, because of the amount that they're paying monthly.
So you're saying that things have got so bad that even Dundalk, which is way outside Dublin, the property prices are too expensive for you in Dundalk?
Well, see, in the last couple of years, the inflation has gone over 100% in rent prices, and that's just in the private sector. And that's something that, like, there's I'm currently now back living in Dundalk, and I'm now paying over $1,000 a month for a place that maybe 5 to 6 years ago I would have been paying 700 for. So I'm kind of sickened at the moment being back here, but whereas my first thought is to where can I go to where it's cheaper, you know?
So you wouldn't see it as a failure, Jarlath, if you had to move to the back end of nowhere. You wouldn't see that as a failure?
No, I would see it as a competent decision financially, first and foremost. And I think that anybody who's just too ignorant or too stubborn to move to another part of the country simply just because they were brought up in one part of it is just, in my opinion, a very stupid and selfish way of being.
But they grew up in Dublin, this couple. You know, their parents, from what he says in the message, their parents are from Sandyford, and they're living in Shankill at the moment. They want to be around where they grew up. They want to be around where their parents are.
Well, there's the first mistake, is in Shankill, you're on the Dart Line. You know, like, if you're any way across the Dart Line, you're going to be paying upward of four figures every month.
Well, that's true. Anything on the Dart Line or the Lewis Line, and you are. I mean, we were lucky where we bought our property. There was no Lewis Line at the time. There is now. So it's kind of up the price of the property. So you think they need to be more realistic and get over themselves?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a little bit childish, if you ask me, because at the end of the day, I'm sure in time, this couple are probably going to have children that they're going to have to think about. And really and truthfully, if they don't already, it'd be shocking to think that they are already putting their financial wants ahead of their children's needs.
Stay there for a second, please, Jarlath. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp your comments to 087798 9898. So this couple, who I don't know if they're listening or they're not listening, they are looking for a property in Sandyford. So they're renting in Shankill at the moment. They're looking for a property in Sandyford. Now, we were looking up property prices in Sandyford, and I have a list of them in front of me. And like, for a two bedroom apartment in Sandyford, which I'm looking at the photographs here, and it's a box. It's literally a box. You're talking 305,000 for a two-bedroomed in Carmichael Court, I think it's called, in Sandyford. 450. So nearly half a million for a two-bedroomed, what looks like, again, a box. And then if you want to go for, I presume they want to have a family at some stage, there's a lovely four-bedroomed house for sale in Sandyford. Now, this is a nice-looking house. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms. And the price is 475,000. Just think about that. Half a million. They would get a house the similar size if they were to move to Westmeath or Meath. They get a house for probably a fraction of that cost. So that's just some of the prices we're talking about. And one final one, a four-bedroomed house in Sandyford Downs. It looks like a nice area. The house isn't huge, but it's a four-bedroomed house. 595,000. I mean, who can afford that? You want to be a millionaire. Let me go to Simon. Simon, you're on 90LFM. How are you?
Good morning, Jim.
Listening to those property prices in Sandyford where this couple want to live, it seems out of the reach of a lot of people.
I say it's the reach of the nearly most of the people, because to get that kind of mortgage, I have no idea how much you have to make per month. I've no idea, really.
But it's not only that. Forgetting about it, supposing you get the mortgage and all that, and let's take, for instance, this house in Sandyford Downs, 595,000, half a million for this house. You get the mortgage, that's grand. The repayments on that will be colossal. I would imagine they'd be... Now, I'm not a mortgage broker. I don't know. Maybe somebody can work it out. How much would the monthly repayments be on a half a million mortgage? But they'd be... It could be $3,000 a month. And that's just a huge amount of pressure to put yourselves under just because you want to live beside where you grew up.
No, I say, like, I think it's a free country, so you can want whatever you want, but all at the end, it's all what you can, you know, what you can afford it. And the reason I kind of couldn't understand was because, like, I know they going about this, there's loads of social housing and everything needs to be built, but why it's in Dublin? Like, I know, like, the simple reason is why people, I think, want to live in Dublin, because the most of the job are actually in Dublin.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair enough. A lot of people work in Dublin. They want to be within a half an hour of where they work. That's fair enough. Now, your situation was you saved up all your money to buy a house in Clondalkin. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I think we spoke to you on the show before a couple of years ago. Well, your story sounds familiar. And you saved and saved and saved, put everything away and managed to buy a house in Dundalkin. So you're one of the lucky ones in that you're on the Lewis line. You have a property in Dublin. It's not too far from the city centre. Are you happy with your decision?
I was, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, and just beside us, there is this massive green park. Now, I can't remember the name, but probably the listeners know. And now they just started to build it. The brand new, it's kind of a brand new estate, just basically outside the park. And outside the park, you can actually, when they're going to build the houses, when you're going to get out in the morning, open your curtains, you're going to see a park in front of you, and there's going to be this massive lake, and all these houses are going to be 3-4 bedrooms, and they're all going to be given away to the social housing. So people who are working hard, they cannot afford to live in Dublin, and they have to move out, and then every single day they have to sit for 2-3 hours in the traffic.
And sorry, have you a problem with an estate of social housing being built beside your house?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Oh. But they have to live somewhere, people who can't...
I know, but like, I don't think they're supposed to be kind of living in a capital.
So you don't think people... And this is a conversation for another day, and I don't want to go down this road, but let me let me ask you the question. You don't think social housing should be built in the capital, and if somebody is unfortunate enough that they need social housing, that should be all outside the capital?
Yeah, because, like, to live in a capital, you need to kind of... You know, it's a luxury.
Yes, it is. It is a luxury to live in, and you know, to live in the capital of any country is a luxury. But it kind of seems like you're looking down your nose on these people who are going to be given the housing beside you.
Well, you know, I'm kind of jealous because obviously I had to save all my life and to buy all the house, and I had to invest loads of money into just to make the life livable. And now these people, like, I know some of them have a general reasons why they couldn't work because they're looking after their relatives or anything. I don't have anything against them, but I know some people, they just, why I should go and find work and get the wages when I can just sit on the social housing list
okay.
and get a free brand new house.
Okay, but
as you said...
I don't think there'd be much support for your idea that social housing should all be outside Dublin, and it might be something we'll come back to, Simon. Thanks very much for your call. My God, that's after knocking me for six. Anybody who's on the social housing list or on the waiting list, they shouldn't be given social housing in Dublin. The capital should be left for people with a mortgage. That's a conversation that I'm sure we will have very soon on the show. Let me go to Bernie. How are you, Bernie?
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Good.
God, he has a neck like a jockey's bay, hasn't he?
Well, I don't know. And it'd be interesting when we do come back to it as a conversation. Will a lot of people agree with him? The way he feels, and it is a conversation for another day, he saved up. And I remember speaking to him before years ago on the show.
A lot of Irish people feel like that too, Jeremy, because people, they're getting these housing estates shoved up. Do you know what I mean? If people have to live somewhere, where are they supposed to go?
I suppose he feels he saved and saved and saved.
But we all saved. I saved myself.
Yeah.
My daughter saved. One of them Portlaoise, one of them Kildare, and the other one is over in Westmeath.
Okay, so three daughters. None of them could afford a property in Dublin.
Not at the time, no, because the prices were going crazy.
And where did they want to live? Where are you from originally, Bernie?
I was born in Francis Street and reared in Drimna.
Okay, so the property prices in Drimna now, and I was looking at those as well before the show came on. Property prices in Drimna are very, very high at the moment.
They're going
as well.
Through the roof. Now, we bought this one 32 years ago, March, for 21,500.
You wouldn't get a garden for that now.
You wouldn't get a gate.
Yeah.
I gave them the option of building on because it's quite a lot of land around the house. I'm free, what do you call it?
There,
oh, God, I can't remember the word.
Okay, there's a two-bedroom house on Sleavemore Road in Drimna that I'm looking at here. Lovely house, nice garden as well.
Oh, yeah.
280,000.
And the rest. I believe some of them are going up to 300 and odd.
Well, that's the that'd be the lower end. There's here's a three-bedroom on Mourne Road.
That's where I am.
Yeah, that's where you are. So, three-bedroom on Mourne Road, 349,950.
That wouldn't surprise me, Jeremy. I'm hearing it all week long about a few of them.
So, did your sister...
They're having auctions here now, Jeremy. They're not selling the houses. They're auctioning them off.
So, did your daughters feel let down that they had to move outside Dublin? I mean, how's life for them?
I can't remember them saying like, oh, God, you know. But, like, I go to Newbridge, it's 40 minutes on the train. I go to Portlaoise, it's an hour. I go to Westmead, it's 40 minutes. So all the links, all the transport's all there, Jeremy.
But it's a mean, Port Leash is a long way down, isn't it?
I love it.
No, I'm sure you love visiting, but does your daughter in Port Leash feel isolated?
No, because she's a great circle of friends around her, and she works. And we were only down there 2 weeks ago for the communion. Great day, lovely people. There are a lot of people from Drimnagh living in Port Leash as well, do you know?
So she has made a new life for her down in Port Leash.
Yeah, she has no other choice because now being on her own with three children and having to get everything rebooted and reshooted, so she's not on the street or she's not dependent on for social housing at the minute anyway. But she's doing grand, still working. The boys are in everything, the girls in sports, the lot. She does everything that actually a couple should do, but she's doing it on her own. She's a fabulous young one.
Okay, so the three daughters all in different counties, one in Kildare, is that right?
One in Leash, one in Kildare, and one in Westmead.
And they're happy as Larry.
Well, what can they do? I mean, to sell up them houses and come back to Dublin and not be able to afford to live in Dublin, but they don't seem to bother them.
Thanks very much for your call, Bernie, and I wish your daughters well. It seems like they have made for a life for themselves. See, it can be done. Let me go to Susie. Susie, you had to move to a place that I was talking about earlier on about mobile homes. You moved to Goree.
Yeah.
In County Wexford.
Well, I'm moving next week, but the house wasn't ready yet. So, but like a friend of the family bought a house in Goree because I was living in Bray for 10 years, and I got evicted last year.
Was that was that the landlord put up the price of the rent?
Well, no, he just I don't know what it was. I think it was either he wanted someone else in or he was selling up.
Okay.
But I was living there for 8 years, and I was living somewhere else in Bray for two other properties for the last 2 years before that.
And have you bought in Goree, or are you renting down in Goree?
No, a friend of the family bought in Goree.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find a place in Bray, and I wanted to live in Bray or Dublin, but I just didn't have a choice in that matter. I had to move to Goree.
And there was a time years ago where Bray was seen as far away and the property would have been quite cheap in Bray, but nowadays, you know, Bray is on the Dart Line. It's a half an hour from the city centre, 40 minutes from the city centre.
Yeah, so handy.
And the property prices in Bray as well are just through the roof, aren't they?
Don't even go there, yeah. Because I spent all of last year looking, it was horrible, and then I just said, I'm not getting anywhere. So in the end, I just said, a friend of the family just said, listen, I'm thinking of buying in Goree, do you fancy? And I said, well, yeah, I don't have any other choice.
Yeah, I am. And I'm sure living in Bray would have been ideal. I looking at a three bedroom here in Herbert Park in Bray, and it's an average looking house as far as I can see, at 340,000. That obviously was out of the question.
But you know what, though? It was the best place I've ever lived. Honest to God, it was just, it was so handy. And, I suppose all my friends were there as well. So, I don't know anyone in Goree. You know, my partner lives in Enniscorthy, but I don't know anyone in Goree.
But listen, don't look at it in a negative way. Goree is an hour. Is an hour down the road. That's all it is. Yeah. It's an hour from Dublin down the road. And, you know, you don't know anybody there at the moment. You're going to make a life for yourself down there. And, you know, Bray will be a distant memory after a couple of months. Thanks very much for your call, Susie. Huge interest in this. Mark and Kevin, I'll come to you straight after the break. Mark says he was renting in Dublin for years and finally had to throw in the towel. Where did he move to? We'll find out. We're discussing whether or not we have become fixated with wanting to live in Dublin. And we're hearing stories from people who've had to move outside Dublin who would ideally love to live near where they grew up or near where their parents are, but have had to move outside Dublin because of the property prices. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
Hi, Jeremy. Just a thought. A lot of the people that are homeless and living in hotels, just think about this one. If they were prepared to live outside Dublin, should we have no problem? You know, if they could be housed somewhere else, all the ghost estates and everything. So why shouldn't the people that work and earn a wage be able to buy in Dublin? Just a thought.
It is a thought, but that's a kind of a them and us argument, isn't it?
How's it going, Jeremy?
How are you?
I moved from Dublin down to Kildare. I absolutely love it down there. Everything's cheaper, kind of. But I don't think I'll go back to Dublin. It's bloody too hectic at this stage. So you kind of get used to a little bit of peace and quiet when you do move away. And plus, I'm not that far away from my family when I want to go visit. So I don't know what anybody's problem is moving out of Dublin. It's still bloody Ireland, for God's sake.
It's probably snobbery to that man. That's probably what it is. Let me go to Mark. Mark, you're very welcome along to 98FM. How are you?
How are you getting on? You're well.
Now, Mark, you were renting in Dublin for several years. Where were you renting?
We were renting up around Swords. There we were. And I'm originally from Finglas, but we were renting up in Swords because for ourselves, four man, both family are from Swords. But then went to start saving for a mortgage. The rent was through the roof. It's just nuts of us. So we couldn't even afford to save. You know, it was a case where you couldn't even afford a holiday, anything like that, you know, and we have one kid there, so...
Literally, you were putting your life on hold to save up for this mortgage, yeah.
Well, even before we started to save for the mortgage, it was still hard, you know, you were paying the rent. The rent was going through the roof, and it worked bit by bit, you know. But we ideally would want to live in Swords, but, geez, we only got approval for our mortgage there about a month ago, and ourselves, you know, geez, been pulling her hair out every minute that she gets when she comes home from work, and she works hard. She's spending all the time she can on daft, and with our mortgage, what we're after getting, there's not a chance that we'd be able to live around Swords or anywhere like that. So we're like, you know what, we just head off somewhere. So we're after getting a nice place there. So like, even in hard traffic, it's only up the road. Where we're walking from, it's a 30-minute drive. It's a little piece of heaven. It's just looking that way there, you know. So it's not bad. And what the house is like, you'd get a fixer-upper in Swords probably for about 300 grand.
But by the time you spend money on it, it's
yeah,
just...
Jesus Christ.
I was looking at the village you're moving to, Athboy. It's past Navan, between Navan and Delvin. And, I mean, you can get some beautiful... I mean, there's pretty much what looks like a mansion there. A five-bedroomed house in Athboy for 315 quid. So you wouldn't get a toilet in Dublin for that price.
No,
or 315,000, sorry, yeah.
Now, the houses we've been looking at around Dublin, places like that, like, you're talking for a two-bedroom, like, just put it this way, we were going to buy an apartment, living for a couple of years and move out, so yeah, that was 230,000 for the apartment. Two-bedroom apartment, dog box, an absolute dog box. What we're after getting, we're after spending the same amount of money, we're after getting a four-bedroom house, three bathrooms, huge back garden, house is absolutely beautiful, lovely little estate. I never knew this existed. I just thought it was a tiny little village, and she herself found it. We went up, had a look at it, fell in love with it straight away. And as I said, little piece of heaven. You
oh,
know?
Absolutely.
It's a bit of a drive, you know, so not bad.
But you'll make do. I mean, there's a three-bedroom there, a brand-new three-bedroom for 182,000. A three-bedroom semi-detached, and I'm just looking at it, and if you were to put that in Sandyford or Swords or whatever, you're talking half a million probably. But you know what, you'll make a life for yourself down there, and at least you won't be putting yourself under huge financial pressure. I mean, in an ideal situation, Mark, you would have loved to live in Swords. Do you think people need to start being more realistic like yourself?
You have to be realistic, because our situation now, if we were a bit snobby about it, just right, you know, we want to live in Swords, we're going to buy a two-bedroom apartment, we have one kid there, so we want to have another kid in the near future. If we were to have a boy, what are we going to do there? So you're stuck in a two-bedroom apartment. You can't do anything there, you can't. So with the option of moving out, which we did, we're happy with it, we've accepted it, and when it does come around where we move in, we'll have more than enough bedrooms to have another kid and another if need be, or, you know, even a little off.
Absolutely, and there's a lot to be said for looking out your window and seeing fields with cows and stuff. Thanks very much, Mark, as opposed to living in a concrete jungle in Dublin. Emma, you moved from Clondalkin quite far afield. You moved to Leitrim because of the house prices.
I did, yeah. It was kind of similar to your last guest there. We'd only just had our first child, well, our only child, and in the October of 2015, and then our landlord raised our rent on us in the January 2016. So I was off on maternity leave at the time, and we just kind of pushed us that bit too far out, where it was too much of a stretch trying to rent and just live, like, not even saving. We hadn't even started to save because the rent was so high. But I think when a child came into the picture, that made a bit more panic to get a bit more sort of settled and have something under our feet.
And how much did you get a property for in Leitrim, if you don't mind me asking?
€400 for a three-bed semi-detached.
Sorry, say that again?
We rented for €400 in a three-bed semi-detached house.
€400 a month for a three-bed?
Yeah.
Wow.
A month, yeah. Now, in the meantime, the same thing happened to us. Our nana raised the rent and it pushed us out to pass because I wasn't working. And we ended up back at home with my mum in Tala trying to save for a deposit. But the point I wanted to make, there was one of your guests on there talking about the people from Dublin, and it was, you know, he felt like it was out of ignorance or childishness that they didn't want to leave.
Yes.
Where they grew up. And there's an element of that, and I understand that. And I also understand that it is great to make a change and possibly get, move past, you know, go further afield from where you grew up. But I really struggled living in Leitrim. It wasn't easy, and my husband was the same. We went from having an amazing support network around us.
To nobody.
Both, yeah, to no one. No friends, no family. We didn't know our neighbours. I was lucky enough that I did have family in the area, but they were working full time, so they weren't around all the time for me, you know, that way. So it's a very hard thing to do, to leave where you know, where you love, the
of
people
course.
That you love,
yeah.
and reintegrate into a much smaller rural area. You know, like we made the leap. We went proper rural. It was a tiny town where we lived in Carrigallen and Leitrim, and it was beautiful. And we did make friends and meet lovely people. But it was just unfortunate the same thing happened where we weren't able to. We couldn't afford to save anymore and rent at the same time.
So you were being realistic. Girl, I hope you can. Can you pick up 98 FM down in Leitrim, by the way?
We can't.
Oh, for God's sake! I'll get that sorted for you. Yeah, you listen to the app 98fm.com and you'll hear us down there. Need to get that sorted out. One final call on this, Kevin. You were born in North Dublin and had to move to Navan, and you're saying the commute is a killer, is it?
Yeah, like I understand why people want to live in Dublin. I was originally before I moved to Navan, rent in a 2-bedroom apartment, Glass Navan. I was 15 minutes from my work, regardless of day or time or traffic. Now I'm in Navan. I could be that journey has changed to an hour to an hour and a half quite regularly. So I do understand why people want to live in Dublin. For a commute point of view, like if you have young kids, but even though I finish on plenty of time, but when I get home, my kids are going to bed.
Oh, I know.
So if I could afford it, I would love to live back in Dublin.
You're being realistic though as well, and I'm sorry for cutting across you, Kevin, because I'm way out of time on that, but that is a problem for people like yourself. You know, you're going to work and by the time you get home your kids are tired, and it's just it's a horrible situation, just the property prices in the city centre. Let's finish off with this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi Jeremy, I'm 22 and I'm the only one of all my friends or anyone I know my age that actually has their own place, because I relocated from Dublin to Cavan in October and I didn't want to do it. And I really didn't want to do it, but when it came to it, it was just I nearly had no choice, and it's the best thing I've ever done. And I'd highly recommend for people who are like really wanting to get out of the house and wanting to go live somewhere else, wanting to have their own space, like that moving outside of Dublin is probably the best thing you can do. It's at my age, in the early 20s, it's the only way to really get independence anymore.
Well, fair play to you. I haven't heard of that before. 22-year-old property owner. You see, it is possible. She made the sacrifice. She moved. You moved to Cavan. See, here's the thing. You know, I live in Dublin. I'm very lucky that I live in South County Dublin. I'm a half an hour away from my job. But I had to sacrifice size. We live in a very small property. And that's the sacrifice we made because we wanted to live in a certain location. You know, for that same price that we paid for that, we could have moved to a 5-bedroomed house in Cavan or Westmeath. And we made the decision and, you know, nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect. And you can't have everything in this world unless you are a multimillionaire. But that has been a fascinating conversation. And I'm sure it's something we'll return to, all about just trying to live in Dublin. I feel sorry for anybody who's trying to get on the property ladder at the moment, or even trying to rent at the moment and wants to live in Dublin, because it just seems like it's a big no-no. But if you're prepared to move to somewhere like Athboy in County Meath, I mean, there you go. 3-bedroom, semi-detached house, brand new. Out of the box, €182,000. You can't go wrong.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.